Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What was the photograph of Mr. Depp?
It was a photograph of the bed, our bed. And on my side of the bed, was human fecal matter. So I understood why it wasn't a good time to go down there.
That's actor Johnny Depp explaining the surprise that was left in his bed, possibly by his ex-wife Amber Heard. You know, sometimes I just can't believe the stuff that I have been seeing and hearing coming out of the case that everyone is talking about. Hey everybody, welcome to Sidebar, presented by Law & Crime, where we recap the biggest moments in the day's biggest trials. I'm Jesse Weber. So we're talking the ongoing trial of Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard out in Fairfax County, Virginia. Depp is suing his ex-wife for $50 million, claiming defamation, namely that she falsely accused him of domestic violence in a 2018 Washington Post op-ed piece, and that that article ruined his life and his career. Now, she's actually countersuing him for $100 million, saying that he defamed her when he publicly called her a liar and that she created a hoax about him being an abuser. There's no court this week. It's a pre-scheduled week where court is dark. They're going to be back Monday, May 16th, with Amber Heard back on the stand. So we thought it would be a good opportunity to do something a little bit different. We thought, let's go over some of the key moments from Johnny Depp's testimony, where he is a plaintiff and counter-defendant in this case. And we're going to start with the $50 million question. Why is he suing Amber Heard?
What, to your understanding, is the status of Pirates 6?
At this point?
Yes.
I believe it's in dangle mode.
Mr. Depp, have you ever physically assaulted Ms. Heard?
Never.
Have you ever sexually assaulted Ms. Heard?
Never. Certainly not.
What have you lost as a result of Ms. Heard making these allegations against you?
Nothing less than everything. Nothing less than everything. When the allegations were made, when the allegations were rapidly circling the globe, telling people that I was a drunken, cocaine-fueled menace, who beat women suddenly in my 50s. It's over. You know, you're done. So what did it do to me? What effect did it have on me? I'll put it to you this way. No matter the outcome of this trial, the second the allegations were made against me, the accusations, the second that more and more of these things, as I said, metastasized and turned into fodder for the media, once that happens, or once that happened, I lost then.
It's fascinating watching Amber Heard just staring him down as he's saying this. And, you know, look, this is important because for defamation cases, particularly when you're proving damages, it is critical to show how you were harmed. What did you lose? And what's interesting here is when he talks about no matter the outcome of the trial, because Depp is fighting a battle in two courts. He's fighting in the court of law and also the court of public opinion. He's trying to clear his name, obviously, with a successful judgment, but maybe more importantly than that, even if he were to lose the defamation case, he might win over public opinion. We're already seeing a very strong social media response towards Depp. Many argue watching him testify, he comes off very well, trying to rehabilitate his image, his reputation. So he's hoping he can get a second chance after this trial. But there's something else to keep in mind here. There's an argument that Amber Heard's accusations definitely harmed Johnny Depp. And if she lied about them, that is not good for her. But for this case, it is so specific. Johnny Depp has to show it was the 2018 Washington Post op-ed, not anything before that, not the 2016 allegations, not her seeking a temporary restraining order, not other news articles, that it was the Washington Post article, the very thing he's suing for. He has to show that that is what caused him harm, and that may be a little tough for him to ultimately prove. Depp, though, has been trying to reframe the narrative about himself, and he's been doing that by saying, hey, I'm not the abuser. I'm the victim. I didn't attack Amber Heard. She physically attacked me and was verbally abusive towards me. I would just walk away when there was a conflict. And in fact, Depp would explain these incidents by going through photos seemingly documenting these alleged injuries.
Mr. Depp, what's reflected in these photographs?
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
There were some scratches. Another altercation, and there were some misheard come at me with her nails or hand scratching at me.
What is this a picture of?
That is, that's me in the emergency room. I see a detail that I'd forgotten, which is Ms. Hurd had taken my cigarette from the ashtray and stomped it out in my face here.
You know, I will tell you, I was actually in the courtroom from when that was shown, and it was something to see. Definitely something to see in person. Very powerful. And then, of course, there was this bombshell, and this is when Depp was on the stand. An audio recording between him and Amber Heard was played, where basically she admits that she hit him.
I said to Travis, I said to you, hey, okay. Tell Travis right. What just happened.
You told me to do it. You told me to. You said, go do that.
I said, no, tell him what just happened.
And I lied.
And that you punched me in the thing. And
you figured it out.
And you said, no, fucking, no, I didn't. What the talking about? And I watched you lie. And then
I didn't punch you, by the way. I'm sorry that I didn't hit you across the face in a proper slap, but I was hitting you. It was not punching you. Babe, you're not punched.
Don't tell me what it feels like to be punched.
You know, you've been in a lot of fights. You've been around a long time. I know. Yeah.
When you
didn't get punched. You got hit. I'm sorry I hit you like this, but I did not punch you. I did not deck you. I was hitting you. I don't know what the motion of my actual hand was, but you're fine. I did not hurt you. I did not punch you. I was hitting you.
Mr. Depp, could you please explain to the jury what they just heard on those audio recordings?
What was just played on the audio recordings was very much the tone and the aggression and the attitude and the need for a fight from Ms. Heard.
And I should also tell you that Amber Heard in that recording also seemed to acknowledge that when this was happening, Depp would walk away. That's the very thing he said he would do. So this was arguably some of the strongest testimony for Johnny Depp, because it really makes him look like the one who was abused. It makes it look like he was telling the truth about everything that happened. I mean, this is so much a he said, she said case, because Amber Heard is saying the complete opposite. She said she only hit Depp or said nasty things to him to defend herself. And let's not forget, this is important. The jury could believe that Amber Heard physically attacked Johnny Depp, and he could still lose this case. If the jury believes that he hit her or psychologically abused her in any way, then what Amber Heard felt about all of this is subjective. This isn't about whether or not Johnny Depp committed a crime. It's whether Amber Heard lied about being a victim of domestic abuse, which is a very broad term. If she didn't lie about what she felt happened, then he most likely will not win. Stay with us here at Sidebar after these words from our friends at the Court Junkie Podcast.
Imagine spending 16 years in prison for a crime you didn't commit. Or imagine being on the jury at a trial where you have to decide whether a father murdered a family or whether it was a cartel hit. This is Jillian from Court Junkie, a podcast that examines criminal cases and trials. Each week, I give you the facts of a new case and let you decide if you agree with the outcome. Make sure to subscribe to Court Junkie on Apple, Spotify, or any of your favorite podcast apps.
We can't talk about Johnny Depp on the stand without talking about him being questioned by Heard's attorney, J. Benjamin Rottenborn, on cross-examination. This was highly entertaining. This was an entertaining back and forth, because as much as Rottenborn tried to show that Depp was an erratic and dangerous substance abuser who was a threat to Amber Heard, the more Johnny Depp played with him. Let's take a listen.
The only reason we go for the throat is love. Did I read that right?
You did.
And then she writes, "My throat is yours. You're going to be the death of me, but I don't care." And then you write, "I have other uses for your throat which do not include injury. I have other uses for your throat which do not include injury.
Sorry, could you read that again?
Do your words, sir, right? Hmm? I read that right, correct?
You did.
Yes. You can take that down.
And you know, look, that could make Johnny Depp likable. The jury might like that. We talked about the court of public opinion. People might like that. They might think, oh, look, Rottenborn looks like the bully here. Johnny Depp is getting one over on him. But I want to go to this. This is when Rottenborn plays a video of Johnny Depp trashing his house, smashing things. Again, showing he was a danger, showing that look who Amber Heard was around. Of course she's a victim of domestic abuse. But then look how Depp responds.
You didn't react.
I did assault a couple of cabinets, but I did not touch Ms. Heard. And as you can see, I think, no.
And you may have been drunk in that video, correct?
There's a possibility of that, yes, sir.
You poured yourself a mega pint of red wine, correct?
A mega pint?
Yeah.
I poured myself a large glass of wine.
Right.
I thought it necessary.
That moment actually went a bit viral, the megapint instance. But look, what he says is, I didn't hit her. I was having a bad time. I needed to deal with my own stuff that I was going through. This is an abuse. But that does leave me with one final point. You know, we talk so much about the alleged physical abuse in this case, but what about the verbal?
Eat salad with your equine AD bovine yerps. And thanks for the support. Have a great shoot. You sicken me. Leave me be, Officer Squarehead. Your display of guilt and matronliness as a lesbian camp counselor was plenty. Your future is on display. Best of luck.
Best if luck.
Thank you for the correction. Best if luck.
You're welcome.
And thanks for the tunes. Bye, JD. Don't call again. I will begin to feel embarrassed for you. Go away, coach. Hup. Done. Did I read that right?
No. Coach. Done. Hup. Done.
Thank you. Otherwise, did I read that right?
Sure.
You agree that referring to Amber as a lesbian camp counselor is a highly offensive reference to make, correct?
What's the date here? 2013. It wasn't, considered as egregious. There was a bit more understanding about terms. Amber also called herself a lesbian camp counselor many times. So I don't think I'm the first to say that.
Here's the thing. Depp is taking ownership of these remarks, but he's trying to explain them away. But if Amber Heard really felt them offensive, if the jury sees this as a form of verbal abuse, which can be a form of domestic abuse, then Depp once again might lose his case because the jury could say, hey, she didn't lie. She honestly and truly believed she was being abused by the actor. Fascinating stuff from the Pirates of the Caribbean star. Thanks for joining us here on Sidebar. Make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jesse Weber. Speak to you next time.